Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. It's good to be here for service this evening. And I appreciate the opportunity. Praise the Lord. God is faithful and God is real. Yes, God is real. Praise the Lord. And I'm glad to know that God is real. We don't serve some dumb idol that is made with the hands of man. There's no logic in that whatsoever. But we serve a real God. We serve the creator of the ends of the earth, the giver of all life, the creator of mankind. And he has given us breath to breathe, life to live. He's given us the ability to serve him and to walk with him, praise the Lord. And I'm thankful tonight, praise God, to be in a church that believes in the true and the living God. Amen. Isn't afraid to worship him in spirit and in truth, praise God. Amen. It's a great opportunity to be here. It's my first time being here. Many of you I do know throughout the years, praise the Lord, but it's been a long time since I've seen some of you. And God is doing great things. I trust the Lord is doing great things in your life and in this community. Praise the Lord. Keep looking up. Keep having faith in the Lord, and he will accomplish the desires of your heart. Because he, praise the Lord, loves you, and you are his children, his sons and daughters, and he cares about the work here in this place. He wants it to increase and to prosper. He wants it to be blessed. He wants to reach the farthest reaches of this community. Praise the Lord. And I believe that you are a lighthouse unto this city. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's a privilege to be here. I'm going to share the missions work there in Guyana, South America. Praise God. That's not to be confused with someplace in Africa. Pastor Frazier this morning had me in South Africa twice this morning. Praise God. Amen. But we are a missionary to Guyana, South America. Praise the Lord. And our young sister here, she knows all about it. You can ask her all the geographics about it a little later on if you'd like. Praise the Lord. She knows all the surrounding countries. And I thought maybe she Googled it before her and I met, but she said, no, I learned it in school. So praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. So the Lord is good. Guyana is in South America. It is one of few countries that are within South America that are part of the Caribbean nations. They speak English in Guyana, which makes it very easy for a simple person like me. Praise the Lord. I went through high school and took a few classes of Spanish, and I still don't have it down. So I'm glad that they speak English, but they speak a broken English, a very fast English, and a British English. So you can try and decipher that if you would like to speak to a Guyanese. Praise the Lord. But I appreciate the Lord calling me there. In 2017, a pastor in East Berlin, Pennsylvania, that I knew for quite a long time, he asked me to go with him on his next missions trip. Now, he had been to Guyana for at least 10 times, and he asked me to go. I had been a young minister at that time. I've been in full-time ministry for 3 years in 2017, and I said, brother, I'm going to have to pray. I never much left Pennsylvania, much less the go to another country. I'm going to have to pray. So I began to pray and call upon the Lord and get God's direction concerning the missions work there that I was asked to assist with. And I was preaching for Pastor Jeff Dismore in West Virginia, Great Cape in West Virginia, People's Assembly of God. And as I was ministering that fellowship meeting, I heard the voice of God. About halfway into the message, I heard God's voice come down from the corner of the ceiling and come down. I felt it and I heard it at the same time. I don't know what that means. You can figure it out if you'd like. But I heard and I felt God's voice. And he told me, you're going to Guyana. Praise the Lord. And I knew that I heard God. Praise the Lord. I've not heard God many times in my life. But the few times that I've heard his voice speaking to me, I know without a shadow of a doubt, it was the voice of God. Praise the Lord. There are those that claim to hear God every day, every 15 minutes. I don't know about that. Praise the Lord. But I know when God speaks, it's something unusual. And it'll get your attention. It got my attention that night, that Friday night. Praise the Lord. The next day, I called Pastor Rick Rowland, and I said, I've heard from the Lord. I will go with you to Guyana. Praise the Lord. And now that's kind of outside of my comfort zone, I'll be honest. Praise the Lord. I'm just a homeboy. Praise the Lord. Grew up in Hanover, Pennsylvania. Praise God. And that's where I belong. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I was praying, asking God for direction, asking God for His help, asking God for souls. Praise the Lord. And we went on our first missions trip in 2017, and I fell in love with missions work. Praise the Lord. If you've not been on the mission field, I encourage you to go. Praise the Lord. At least once in your life, try and go. Praise the Lord, in the missions field and experience what it is like in another country. I learned through that very first missions trip, I learned to love the United States of America so much more. Be so much more grateful for the country that God has blessed us with. Praise the Lord. When you see how other people live and you see the high cost of living in these other countries, it will change your life. Praise the Lord. And make you so grateful to be in the land of the free. Praise the Lord, in the home of the brave. Praise God. You need to learn to love your country, church.
Yeah.
And appreciate what God has blessed us with. For generations, we have taken it for granted that God's blessing has been in our country. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I fell in love with the work. We had traveled to the interior parts of Guyana. 90% of the people of Guyana live along the Atlantic Ocean. 90%. Now that's a population of 750,000 people. Praise the Lord. I don't know if you've been to a major city or not, Pittsburgh or Philadelphia, maybe even Harrisburg. I don't know how many people live in Harrisburg, but Guyana has less than 1 million people in the entire country. It is a very small nation. In fact, there are more Guyanese people living in America than live in their own nation. And that's the truth. Praise the Lord. So it's an unusual circumstance in Guyana. So the indigenous people, they call them Amerindians in Guyana. It'd be equivalent to our Native Americans here in the United States. They live in the interior parts of Guyana. Praise the Lord. They live in the rainforest, and they choose to live in their ancestral grounds. And Pastor Rupert have never been to the interior. And that would be his first time going to the interior, and I was there tagging along. Praise God. Now, there are no roads that lead to the interior parts of Guyana. Guyana means land of many waters in the Amerindian tongue, land of many waters. So you have to take a boat, praise the Lord. So we caught a boat, praise the Lord, at a place called Charity, and we went up the Pomeroon River. It's one of the deepest rivers in the world. And we traveled up the Pomeroon River into the Atlantic Ocean and found a little creek called Akawini. And we traveled back the Akawini creek. It was to take 45 minutes. But our little John boat was so overloaded, it took us 4 hours, praise God. 4 hours sitting in a boat. But you know what? It was the most beautiful 4 hours of my life.
Yeah.
Traveling back the Akawini Creek and seeing the beauty of the virgin rainforest of Guyana. Guyana receives millions of dollars from world nations because of their pristine forests and the preservation efforts that they have to keep the forest virgin. So it was quite beautiful to see the rainforest so close and hear the sounds of the forest, the monkeys and the birds and all of these things. It was something, praise the Lord. We traveled the 4 hours to the village, a very, very small village. There's no civil buildings in the village, just houses and a Pentecostal church, praise the Lord. We stayed with a family, a very young family, had 7 children. And they were gracious enough to welcome us into their home. And we traveled to the church to conduct weekend revivals. We couldn't have the first meeting because it was such a long journey to get there. It was well after dark, so they canceled the first meeting. But did the power of God move in those services among those people? Praise the Lord. They didn't have a lot of material things, but they love the Lord. And they weren't afraid to worship God and to lift up the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. It was there in that place that just something struck me, and I could not get away from it. I just felt this drawing and pull to Guyana after that experience, that God, I knew God was in it. Praise the Lord. I knew He was directing my path. Praise God. I've always been someone that has been very hungry to find the will of God in my life and to make sure, praise the Lord, that I was walking by faith and trusting Him. And I know that God led me to Guyana. I know, praise the Lord, that He greatly desired for me to work and to labor there. I fell in love with the work so much, we returned home after 2 weeks, and I begged and pleaded the pastor to take me back at the end of, or the beginning of the next year, 2018, and we were scheduled to go for 3 weeks, praise the Lord. So we went for 3 weeks, praise God, we went back to the interior, we had come back to Georgetown, the capital city. We were there about 2 weeks, and Pastor Rick Rowe was lugging his heart around like a suitcase. And Pastor had missed his wife something terrible, praise the Lord. And I realized that Pastor was not called to be a missionary. So I apologized to Pastor Rick Rowe. I said, I'm very sorry, brother. I'll never do this to you again, praise God. Amen. So we had went back to Guyana later that same year. In the fall of the year, he went for, I believe it was 10 days, and he left me there for 2 months. Praise the Lord. And I didn't know what was going to happen. I was just going by faith, trusting God. I wasn't real excited to travel by myself, I'll be honest. Praise the Lord. But I was willing to do whatever it would take to accomplish God's will. And I worked and volunteered at an orphanage there in the capital city for many years among the children there. And when I was at the orphanage during that trip, Pastor Rick Rowe was scheduled to leave in just a few days. I would be traveling back to the interior a few days after he would leave Guyana. And we were in the back of the orphanage, and there was a young boy there. He had just graduated from high school, and he was there on his cell phone. And one of the other young boys had come and said to the boy, his name is Ryan, he said, hey, Ryan, why don't you go with Brother Ryan to the interior? And young Ryan, he looked up from his phone. He said, yeah, I'll go. Praise the Lord. And God gave me a companion in the ministry, praise the Lord, someone to travel with, praise God. And wouldn't you know, that young man is still working with me in ministry to this very day, praise the Lord. Young Ryan has been working with me since 2018. We're not able to pay him a weekly salary, praise God. We're also giving him an accommodation in the young men's home that has started early last year. And he made it very clear that he wants to work with me in ministry. He said, there's a lot of things I could do. I could go and pursue many career paths. But he said, I feel like I need to work with you in your missions work. Praise the Lord. So I'm very grateful that God would send somebody to work with me in the ministry. And he has been a tremendous help. Praise the Lord. So we went into the interior. We went on that missions trip. Praise the Lord. The first time solo. Him and I had never been away from home before, praise God. So it was kind of scary for him, at the same time a little bit scary for me, I'll be honest. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we went to the interior. We had a wonderful, wonderful time. Praise the Lord. We went to a village called Santa Rosa, Cloudland, praise the Lord. And we conducted a week-long series of meetings. We had wonderful revival services. The church was greatly blessed, and I'm excited to see how God's people are really desiring to serve him in such a remote place, and how we can't get but a few people to gather on a Sunday night for service. It's really something to see the drastic change between America and in the third world nation. Praise God. So in 2018, God blessed me with someone to work and to labor alongside of me, a Timothy, if you will. Praise God. I went back to Guyana. 2019, went for 3 missions trips. I was in Guyana for a total of, I believe it was 5 months that year. Praise God. I was unable to come to camp meeting that year because I was in Guyana. Praise God. And then in 2020, I also went back to Guyana to work at the orphanage, praise the Lord, and to assist there. We went to the interior once again, and we came back to Georgetown, and COVID broke out. And they shut down the airports, they closed all of the schools, they closed everything. The city, the country was in total lockdown, and the airports were closed, and there was no way for Brother Ryan to get home, praise God. And that, I'll be honest, that stressed me out for just a little bit, for a couple of weeks. I didn't know how I was getting home. My flight was supposed to be in a few weeks after the airport had shut down, and I didn't know what I was going to do. But the longer that I was in Guyana, the more I realized that God had me exactly where he wanted me to be. And all of that anxiety, all of that fear just fled away. And I found so much joy being in Guyana, praise the Lord, among the children I realized that they needed a pastor, and I became a chaplain to them at the orphanage, and we had service every single day, devotion every evening throughout the week, and service on Sunday, and it was such a pleasure to be there and teach them the Word of God. A pastor and his wife, their mother and father, had passed away several years ago, and they donated 100 King James Bibles into the ministry, and I was able to take 50 of those Bibles, and I give them to the children at the orphanage, and I taught them God's Word. We began with teaching them the books of the Bible, praise the Lord, and we had a series of discussions about the books of the Bible, teaching them the books, praise the Lord, and then we started having sword drills, and they got an excitement about the Word of God. It was so encouraging to see their faith grow and increase. Praise the Lord. It's a Christian home, but the pastor that had founded the home, him and his wife had grew very ill, and they had passed away, I believe it was in 2018, only a few months apart, and the children were left without that spiritual guidance. So I believe the Lord had sent me to Guyana to be that spiritual leader. I had great plans to work in the interior among the indigenous people, so much that I purchased a boat that I was planning to send to Guyana and to travel into the interior and to preach to villages that were very remote. But the more that I was in Guyana, the more I seen God was pulling me in a different direction. God was wanting me to be at that orphanage and to teach those children God's holy word, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Every service that we had, the children's faith increased and increased. They learned more about the Bible. They drew close to God. Praise the Lord. There was a set of twins there, or two twins were there. And one of the twins came to me and she said, "Brother Ryan, why do I cry when I read the Bible?" I said, "It's the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit is moving upon you." Praise God. God was giving some of the children dreams. They were seeing dreams in the night about wonderful things concerning the Lord. It was amazing to see how God was doing such an incredible work there among the children. I was there for a total of 8 months. And around Mother's Day, the laundry lady, she came and she said, "I'm scared of COVID. I'm going home." Well, they told her not to come back. And then they were kind of scratching their head, wondering how they're getting all this laundry done. And I said, "Well, I don't have nothing to do during the day. I'll do all the children's laundry. Praise the Lord." Well, I didn't know what I was getting myself into, and that turned into 6 days a week, about 4 hours a day. Praise the Lord. But you know what? I enjoyed doing all of the children's laundry. It was a pleasure. I enjoyed it. Praise God. Now, their washing machines weren't nothing to be desired. One of the machines was a Chinese machine, and you had to take the clothes out of the one side and put them in the other side to spin dry. And that spinner thing wasn't working, so you had to wring them out. And the other machine was an American machine that was donated when the orphanage was founded. Many years old, it was so rusted, they had to take those trailer straps that you wrench down and wrench the thing down to a skid to keep it from jumping around. And praise the Lord. So we did that for a little while, and we went to look to see how much machines would cost. And thank the Lord, someone donated a pretty large amount of money for the ministry. Praise the Lord. He said, "Now you do something with this at the orphanage." Praise God. So I knew exactly what I wanted to do. Praise the Lord. And luckily, a businessman, he purchased a really nice Speed Queen washing machine, top of the line. And I thought, that's exactly what I want, praise the Lord. So we ended up with two Speed Queen washing machines, praise the Lord, and it was a lot easier to do the laundry. In Guyana, the water system isn't like it is here in America. There's no pressure. You have to pump it up into really big tanks and store it, because you never know when the water's going to cut off. So you have to store it all up and prepare for the event that there's a water blackout. I guess that's what it's called. But there's no water pressure. So it would take an hour to fill up the new machines. I'd turn the machine on and go eat breakfast, come back and hope that it was filled up. And I learned, praise the Lord, that you have to use 5 gallon buckets, praise the Lord, to fill up a machine. And I learned how many gallons it takes to fill up a washing machine. I had no idea how much gallons a washer was, praise the Lord, but I found out during that time, praise the Lord. I don't know if it was from the heat or from doing all that hard work, or from all the chicken curry, I lost 20 pounds. Now, I'm a skinny person as it is, and I don't know if I could afford to lose 20 pounds, but I did, praise God. And it was a joy and a pleasure there. The community had brought so much food. Every meal was donated by the community. They would bring all sorts of things. They're still doing that. It's a part of the Guyanese culture that's quite unusual. For someone's birthday, they want to bless others. Typically, we want presents for our birthday. But in Guyana, they want to bless someone else. So they'll go to the orphanage all over Guyana, the orphanages, and they'll bless the kids with a meal, party bags, birthday cake, and they'll go and celebrate their birthday. Now, because of COVID, they had to restrict a lot of things, but a lot of people just stepped up and they provided a lot of meals, but unfortunately, curry was coming every day. And I told them, no more curry for Brother Ryan. Praise the Lord. Amen. So God was doing great things there at the orphanage. I was there for 8 months, and I came home. Praise the Lord. And I had a desire that I wanted to accomplish. Now, this had been on my heart for quite a few years. Soon after I had came to Guyana, seen the condition of the children's bedrooms, I wanted to take care of that. Praise the Lord. I wanted to renovate their rooms and get them new beds. So I came home after 8 months of being stuck in Guyana. I came home and I began to raise the funds to do a renovation project for the children's bedrooms. And in 1 month, I raised $11,000, what it would take to complete the project. I raised $11,000 in small full gospel churches just like this one. In 1 month, praise the Lord, I was amazed to see that God opened up the doors and just provided that great need. Now, if you've ever been on the missions field, you know it costs a lot of money. Yeah. And I had to raise, in addition to that, all of the money that it would take for me to be there for several months and maintain myself as a missionary, as well as my home in Hanover, Pennsylvania. It's a very small home, but there's expense there. And I live by faith 100%. So I raised quite a bit of money in a very short time and returned back to Guyana in 2021. And young Ryan and myself began the renovation project of the 12 bedrooms at the orphanage. We got them new beds, brand new beds, 36 beds. I shipped down sheets and pillows, mattress protectors, set them up very nice. We painted the entire room, and I was there for 5 months working on that project and teaching and preaching God's word. Praise the Lord. Soon after going to Guyana, God gave me another vision. The more that I worked with the children at the orphanage, volunteering there with the kids, pastoring them, if you will, I realized that there was a big problem among orphans. What happens to orphans when they become of age and they leave the orphanage? I found out real quickly that there are forgotten people. They're left to figure it out on their own. And I've seen this to be a great problem. And I had a heavy burden placed upon me from the Lord to help orphans as they come out of orphanages. And I had this burden for a young men's home for quite a few years. And after completing the project at the orphanage, God spoke to me and said, "It is time." He told me it's time, praise the Lord. So I came home after 5 months of being in Guyana, began to raise funds to begin the project of the young men's home. And in 2022, I went to Guyana by faith, trusting in Him to help get that project started and bring it to pass, praise the Lord. I didn't know how things would turn out. I didn't know how it would all fall into place. But God gave me the vision. God gave me the faith to see it come to pass, praise the Lord. It's very expensive in Guyana to live. It's one of the most expensive nations in the Caribbean, and it's really something. For someone to make $25 a day, they're doing well. $25 a day is a $5,000 Guyanese bill, and if they make $25 a day, they're doing pretty well. But the cost of the living is extremely high. Would you go down to the supermarket and purchase a pound of chicken, a loaf of bread, a pound of sugar, so on and so forth? Is nearly what they have to pay in Guyana. But you know what? You don't make $25 a day. Many of us are crying for $25 an hour, praise the Lord, in America. And they make that in a day, and they have to pay such a high cost for basic foodstuffs. Anything that's shipped to Guyana from America or wherever is between two or three times, and I've seen stuff as much as 10 times what we pay. There's 14% sales tax on most goods. There's very little things that are tax exempt. 14% is a whole lot to pay for taxes. If you want to import a car, there are a lot of cars in Guyana. A lot of people have cars, a lot of people don't. But if you want to purchase a car, generally, you're going to go to a dealer that imports a Japanese vehicle. They'll purchase the car for $3,500 American. But there's over 100% duty on that car. The car is used, 2012 Toyota, whatever, but you have to pay over 100% tax on the vehicle. Now, I don't know, the last time I purchased a car, I didn't have to pay 100% tax. I paid the 6% sales tax. Praise the Lord. Isn't that a blessing? Praise God. Amen. I don't complain at the grocery store anymore. I don't complain when I go down to Walmart and they take a good chunk of my change. No, I don't complain about it because I've seen how much people have to pay in Guyana. Now, I don't worry about it. I feel blessed. Praise the Lord. A lot of times I go to the gas pump. I don't even look how much it costs. I stick my card in there and I press no. I don't want a receipt. And I don't have any idea how much the gas was that I purchased. I don't make a lot of money. I live by faith. I'm a missionary. But we're blessed here in America. Praise God. We go to the grocery store. We fill up our cart with the necessities for the week. And we give the cashier the money or put in our card in the little card reader. And we don't really think much about it. But in Guyana, stuff is so expensive. You have to really watch your spending. We're blessed. Yeah. We're so blessed. I don't know if I should say this, but I feel like going down this road. Praise the Lord. We're so loose and reckless with our money. We spend our money on needless things, and then we cry because we don't have enough money to pay the electric bill. We don't have enough money to meet our rent.
Right.
We don't have enough money. It's because we're not being wise with our money. Praise the Lord. We can make it in this country, and we can have a successful life, but we have to watch how we spend. We don't go and we blindly buy things that we don't need. We watch our spending. God has blessed us so greatly in America. We might not have a lot of money, yes, but we can learn how to budget our money and we can make it in this country. Praise the Lord. We don't have to live week to week. Praise the Lord. We can live a comfortable life within our means. Praise the Lord. It's very important that we learn to be responsible with our incomes. Praise the Lord. In Guyana, things are very expensive. Praise the Lord. And I am a penny pincher. Praise the Lord. I've learned to be, praise the Lord, a very frugal person. Praise God. And young Ryan is even more frugal than I am. I had to tell him, Ryan, you're not spending enough money. You're not buying enough groceries. Don't be afraid. Praise the Lord. He penny pinches. He takes care of the young men's home. Praise the Lord. In 2022, I went to Guyana with that vision. Praise the Lord. And I knew exactly what the missions home would look like. And I was praying to God specifically for everything that I wanted to see in that missions home, to the very location of where I was desiring it to be. I said, Lord, we need a big house. We want to have several or many young men to come and live at the home. We need a bigger home. I said, Lord, we're going to need it fully furnished. To furnish a missions home would cost between $4,000 and $5,000 to buy furniture. You don't have Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist, or we have Merchandiser down in Hanover. I don't know if it comes up here. But you look in for used furniture, and you can buy a used dresser for $75, sometimes $25. Well, not in Guyana, praise the Lord. It would have cost $4,000 to $5,000 to furnish a missions home. So I was praying, God, give us a fully furnished home, praise the Lord. I said, Lord, we need a big yard to grow a garden. We can produce our own food. Most of the properties in Guyana are extremely small. Most people live on a 50 by 100 100-foot lot. Praise the Lord. That's pretty tiny. Praise God.
Yeah.
So I was praying, Lord, give us a big lot. I said, Lord, it's hot in Guyana. We need some air conditioning. How many enjoys air conditioning in the summer? Praise the Lord. I found out that the heat of Guyana, it's 86 every day with nearly 100% humidity, and it'll just wear you out. At the end of the day, I'm dragging around, praise God. I realized it was from the humidity. Lord, give us some air condition. Lord, give us pressured water, hot water. Give us a filtration system so we can not have to worry about getting sick from the water. Praise the Lord. And wouldn't you know, I went to Guyana. We began looking for a house to rent. Praise the Lord. We found a house that was many miles outside of the city. It was $1,000 a month for the house, but it was so far away from the city, we'd have no way to travel. Praise the Lord. So that wouldn't work. We found another property, and it was $4,000 a month. I said, Lord, this won't work. Praise God. Another property was $3,000 a month. But we kept looking, and about 2 weeks after being in Guyana, we found a property that was listed on Facebook, and we went to check it out, and it was everything that I had been praying for. Everything that I've been seeking God for, praise the Lord, was in that home. And the only problem was it was twice the budget. So we left there and I began to pray, begin to seek the Lord. I consulted those that will now be on my ministry board. And we all agreed that this was God, praise the Lord. The Lord was in this, and we can make this. It'll be very tight, but we can do this. Praise the Lord. So I pursued after the property, went to see it a second time. The realtor said, "Well, Ryan, there's an issue with the home. There had been a tragedy at the home, and that's why it hadn't been rented in 3 years. But I knew that God had it in reserve for us to be there." Praise the Lord. And began to work with the owner, the property owner. She lives in Canada. And we had to jump through quite a few hoops. She was very skeptical on who she would rent to for rightful reasons. Praise the Lord. In the third world nation, she didn't want someone trashing her home or not paying the rent. And I assured her, as a man of God, I'm accountable to my word. I stand on God's word, and I have to be accountable to my word. I'm signing this document, and I will pay this money that is due every month. Praise the Lord. So she consented to rent us the home, and we moved into that house, fully furnished. Dishes in the cupboard, sheets on the beds, praise the Lord. A five-bedroom house, a beautiful home. I'd be excited to show you the home in a few minutes, praise the Lord. In 30 days, the mission's home was established. I went by faith, trusting in God with a vision and with faith. And in 30 days, God made it all come to pass, praise the Lord. That's a miracle, church. If you've ever had to move, or if you ever had to purchase a property, or go look for a place to rent, you know how challenging it is. It's challenging just to purchase a car. Praise the Lord. There's always hiccups. There's always a struggle. But God threw open the doors. Praise the Lord. And in 30 days, we were in the mission's home. Praise God. And that's a miracle from the Lord.
Yeah.
God's in it. He'll bring it to pass. Praise the Lord.
That's right.
What are you trusting God for in your life? What do you need God to do for you? Praise the Lord. Have faith in Him. He can make the impossible come to pass. Praise the Lord. The house that we are renting should be renting between $1,000 and $2,000 more than we are paying for it. And God blessed us tremendously. Praise the Lord. God has given me a tremendous vision for orphans to help them. We're a very small work right now, but we have big plans. And I have a lot of faith, praise the Lord, to see God do impossible things, praise God. We have three young men that are living at the home currently. You'll get to see them in just a minute. Praise the Lord, and we're helping them to have a better life, a successful life. The status quo for an orphan is poverty, to live in a very impoverished condition. And I'm determined that orphans, just because they're orphans, they don't have to live in poverty. They don't have to live in extreme poverty. Praise the Lord, and especially a Christian. God promised in His Word that the righteous would not be forsaken. Praise the Lord, wouldn't have to beg for bread, but God would supply every need according to His riches in glory.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. When you trust in God, He'll work miracles in your life.
Amen.
Praise God. You might not have any money in the bank. You might not have a single dollar in your wallet. But you know what? God can work a miracle for you. Praise the Lord. And He will supply your need. All because you are a Christian. You're His child. Praise the Lord. You're not going to let your children go without food and clothes and the things that they need. And your Heavenly Father isn't going to let you go without the things that you need in your life. Praise the Lord. So we are determined to lift up the orphans. We're starting off very small, praise the Lord, and it's quite challenging to work with young people, praise the Lord. For anyone that has ever worked with troubled teens knows the challenges that are there, praise the Lord. But God has taught me to be patient and to work with people where they're at, praise the Lord. He has taught me to work through struggles and endure hardships and help people, praise the Lord, come to know Him. Praise God. And what God has taught me through my ministry in the missions field is if we want to see souls come to the cross, we have to be willing to spend time with people. We have to spend time with them. It's a daily thing, a weekly thing, a monthly thing. We spend time with people and we disciple them. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Being faithful to disciple them year after year after year. And finally, we will get a breakthrough. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's a work that we have to be committed to do. Praise the Lord. And see people come and serve Him. Amen. Praise God. In March, it will mark the 1 year anniversary of the missions home. We have been there 1 year in the beginning of March. Praise the Lord. And God is so faithful. We've never missed a rent payment. We've never missed a electricity bill. And in fact, for 3/4 of our time there, we've been in a credit in our electricity bill. Praise the Lord. I was expecting a $1,000 bill when they came and read the meter because it was estimated. But when it came, we were in credit several hundred dollars, I'm sorry. And we're still in credit about $200. God's faithful.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We have a lady that works for us. She does the cooking for the young men at the home. And praise the Lord, Miss Pinky. And she has quite an interesting name. Praise the Lord. When she was born, her grandfather looked at her and she was pink all over. So he named her Pinky and it stuck ever since. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Miss Pinky's a very nice lady. She is a Hindu and she's married to a Muslim. Praise the Lord. We're praying for Miss Pinky's salvation, that she will come to know the Lord. Praise God. But she's taking care of the cooking at the missions home when I'm not there. Praise the Lord. She works for us 5 days out of the week. Praise the Lord. So we're trying. We're trying our best to help the young men become independent, become successful, and help them to have a somewhat good life. Praise the Lord. And break the generational curse that they are in. Praise God.
Amen.
In 2011, praise the Lord, we're going back a little bit of time. I had no idea that God was calling me into ministry. I had no idea that one day I would be standing behind a pulpit in Kane, Pennsylvania, ministering about the mission field. Praise the Lord. Had no idea that I'd be preaching God's word. Praise the Lord. But God gave me a dream. And in the dream, I'm standing in the back of a very large house. Standing in the back of this house, I had an understanding in the dream that that was my house. And praise the Lord, it's on a very large piece of property, surrounded by forest trees. I'm looking out in the distance toward the trees, and there's a hurricane swirling all around those trees, a fierce storm swirling around the trees. And we're in the eye of the hurricane. In the eye of the hurricane, I was in a hurricane when we lived in South Carolina for a few years, and we experienced a major hurricane. And in the eye of the hurricane, there's no wind, there's no rain, the sun comes out, and you think, oh, wow, the storm is over. And then you get the backside of the storm, and it's more fierce than the beginning of the storm. But I'm standing in the dream in the eye of the hurricane, and that storm is swirling all around those trees. And I'm watching in the distance toward the tree line, hundreds, maybe thousands of young people running as fast as they can out of that storm. They're dressed in football uniforms, cheerleading outfits. You can guess their ages, about high school age. And I'm screaming at the top of my lungs, Get in the house for safety. Get in the house for safety. Praise the Lord. And they were running in the basement. God woke me up and I heard God's voice for the very first time in my life. And God said to me, I called you to minister my word. Praise the Lord. That was the exact voice of God, the exact words that God spoke to me. I called you to minister my word. It changed my life forever. I was studying architecture. I wanted to be an architect and design houses and buildings. But God took me on a different path in my life, and He called me to minister and to preach the Word of God. Praise the Lord. And in 2022, I began to see that vision come to pass as we began the work of the Young Men's Home. Praise the Lord. To see that work come to pass is so humbling. That vision that God gave me 11 years prior, praise the Lord, to see it come to pass, praise the Lord, it is an awesome thing, praise God. Praise God. We serve a mighty God.
Yes, we do.
And
yes.
He knows all things, praise the Lord.
Yes.
He knew us before we were born. God knew about us. He knew what our name would be. He knew what color our hair would be, the color of our eyes. He knew how tall we would be, praise the Lord. God knew every single thing about us before we were born. And God has a purpose and a plan for our life. You might say, Brother Ryan, I'm too young to do anything for the Lord. No, you're not. You're never too young to do something for the Lord. Amen. Think about young Casper and how he sang this song, praise the Lord. And it blessed our hearts. You're never too young to do something for the Lord. And you can teach others about Jesus. And you can tell them, praise the Lord, how much that Jesus loves them. Praise God. And you can be a witness and a soul winner for Christ. Praise the Lord. Amen. God has a purpose and a plan for all of our lives. I never imagined when I was a child that God would raise me up to preach His word. And He would raise me up to help young people. Praise the Lord. But God had a plan for my life. Praise the Lord. And God has a plan for each and every one of your lives. Praise God. Amen. I'm very excited about the work that God has called me to do. We're very small, but one day in the future, I will have helped hundreds, maybe thousands of young people. God will have used me to help them. Praise the Lord. And lead them to the cross. Praise the Lord. Will you help pray? Will you help pray for the work in Guyana? We are called, our ministry is called Haven of Hope Outreach Ministries. Praise the Lord. Will you commit to pray for Haven of Hope? We together can work and labor, praise the Lord, to see God do incredible things. The goals for this year is to get established, get the ministry established as a nonprofit, not only here in America, but in Guyana as well. We're also in need of a car. It's very challenging to travel in Guyana, and we are in great need of a car or transportation that we might be able to go to the grocery store, go to the farmer's market, might be able to do our errands, and also to do ministry, to go out and to evangelize the Word of God in communities that haven't had visitors for a long time. Praise the Lord. Not only do we need a car to do those things, but young Ryan, the man that works with me, he has a driver's license. I won't tell you how he got it, but he has a driver's license, and he needs to learn how to drive. Praise God. Amen. So we need a car to teach young Ryan how to drive. Praise the Lord. So we're trusting the Lord to provide this great need. Soon after moving into the missions home, the Lord gave me a dream. I don't know if I'm like Joseph or not, but God gives me spiritual dreams. And in this dream, I was at the missions home. Praise the Lord. And my mom and my dad were there. And I asked my mom some time ago, I said, Mom, why don't you come to Guyana? We got a beautiful house. You'd be very comfortable there. And Mother made it very clear she's not coming to a third world nation. Praise God. Amen. Well, I guess you can't blame her. Praise the Lord. But anyway, my parents were in Guyana in a dream. My mother, my father, my siblings were there. And a very large wooden box had been delivered to the missions home. A huge wooden container. Me and my dad went out there with some crowbars, and we pried open the door, and inside was a 1968 British convertible. Praise the Lord. It was in pristine condition.
Oh.
It looked like it came off the showroom floor in 1968. And Brother Ryan was excited. Praise God. Amen. I was really excited in the dream. Praise the Lord. We pulled the car out of the container. And in the dream, I went to bed. I went to sleep. And I woke up the next day, and I was excited about the car. So I went outside to see this new car. Praise God. When I went outside, there looked like a problem. The windshield looked like it was frosted over. I thought, well, this is strange. It's hot in Guyana. It would be impossible. So I went over to the car, and sure enough, there was frost on the windshield. I looked up into the sky, and it was snowing in Guyana. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, I don't know when the last time it snowed in Miami, Florida, but it'd be impossible, wouldn't it? Praise God. It's impossible to snow in Guyana just the same. Praise the Lord. But it was snowing. I ran back to the mission's home, and I hollered, and I said, Mom, it's snowing. She poked her head out the kitchen window. She said, no, it's not. And she looked and seen the snow. Praise the Lord. I woke up. I believe God was telling me, I'm going to provide this need. He's going to work a miracle and provide us a car in Guyana. Praise the Lord. I'm not expecting a 1968 British convertible. I don't want one in Guyana. I'd take one here in America. I've been happy to drive that convertible here to church this evening. Praise the Lord. But I believe what God was showing me in the dream, it's going to be something we'll be very excited to have. Praise the Lord. Amen. So I'm trusting God to supply the need. Praise the Lord. In the near future, praise the Lord. Also, like to add one, maybe two more young people to the missions home this year. Praise the Lord. I'm praying and seeking God. I have many in mind, but I'm seeking God specifically who I bring in the home to help in the near future. In the upcoming years, also planning to begin the work of a young women's home. Praise the Lord. The work for a young women's home is even more desperate than for young men. The young ladies I'm finding are ending up in very terrible relationships with very controlling and manipulating partners. A very serious situation. So if we can bring in the young ladies out of the orphanage, help them to become educated, teach them life skills, teach them the Word of God, help them to become independent, be able to stand on their own feet, and teach them what a godly home, how a godly home should operate between a husband and a wife. Praise the Lord. So I trust that you'll also be praying for that at a specific time that God has appointed, he will begin that work as well. Praise the Lord. There's so much I could share, but I wanted to give you, praise the Lord, a rundown in the past few years of what God has been doing in Guyana, how he's called me there, and how he has brought to pass this great vision to work with young people. At this time, I have two very short videos. They're very short. That we have put together. Young Ryan, we went on our first missions trip to the interior. He said, Brother Ryan, I want to use your camera. And I thought, well, that's great. Every missionary needs a photographer, praise the Lord. So I showed him what I knew in my camera. I learned in photography class, and he did a phenomenal job. The next missions trip, he said, I want to do some video. I said, all right, I don't know anything about that, but you're welcome to do some video. And he produced a very wonderful a missions video of our interior trip. I'll show that next time I come to the church. Praise the Lord. But young Ryan took what little that I knew and what I taught him, and he ran with it. And he's putting out some very, very wonderful missionary videos. I know you'll be blessed by. So Sister Brooke, if you will play video number one first. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Does anyone have any questions about Guyana? Do you have any questions while they get that sorted out?
What is curry? I mean, I've heard of the spice curry, but what is curry?
You know what? I have no idea.
Is it spicy?
It's, well, sometimes they add a lot of spices to it, a lot of pepper. It's a mixture of different spices. It's a dish that they make in India. Guyana is a very diverse country. So they have a lot of Indians there from India, as well as a lot of Africans. And so the Indians brought a lot of their food to Guyana. So they eat a lot of curry there. Chicken curry, fish curry, egg curry, potato curry, pork curry. It is spicy.
And from the sorrows of.
So it's a sauce, like a gravy sauce?
Yes, it is like a sauce. And then they make something called roti. It looks like a tortilla. And then you would tear it up and dip it in the sauce or pull off the chicken and whatnot. You have to try. Yes,
I found it interesting what you had told me the other day that Guyana is like a melting pot, much like America.
There is many races, people from all over the world. You really don't know what nation you're in. Sometimes it feels like it's Afghanistan, sometimes Africa, sometimes India, sometimes China. It's really something to see so many different people in such a small country. And they bring all of their food and all of their cultures and all come together. It's really, really interesting place. When slavery was abolished, the Africans were there. The British, it was a colony of Britain until 1966, so they needed people to work in the plantation. So they went to India and brought people back as indentured servants to work in the rice fields and the sugar plantations. So Guyana is a very diverse place. It's very, very interesting. Anyone else before we show the video?
How many in that orphanage, how many kids was there?
Well, they have had a lot leave, and then there's a lot that have been added. So I don't know what they have now, but at that time, there were almost 27 children there. I'm not sure what they have now. God pulled me in a totally different direction. So they've had a lot of new kids added, and others were taken away. So I'm not sure their current count for kids. Praise the Lord. Anyone else?
Then I think you made it clear, but maybe not.
Yes, sir.
The Haven of Hope, the home that you have now, you're attempting to rescue some of the boys that leave the orphanage and are really going to be thrown into the world.
Yes, sir.
But you're able to take them into the home. That's the vision.
That's the vision. Yes, sir. The second video will explain in more detail concerning the specifics there. I think you'll get a little more insight concerning that. Yes, sir. Anyone else before we start the video? No, okay. All right, sister.
Mission to seek out the troubled, the hurting, the dying, and rescue them from the sorrows of life. Once you have that desire, you will no longer have to seek them out. They will come to you. For the past 5 years that I have been coming to Guyana, I have seen a tremendous need, a serious need among those living in orphanages. Think about how your family provided for you, how they guided you, encouraged you to become who you are today. For me, my family helped me get my first job, set up a bank account, learn to drive, go to college, get my first place. They gave me confidence and assurance and pushed me to accomplish the things I needed to do in life, to be independent, to be successful. Orphans lack this guidance for the future. They lack the skills needed to succeed. They struggle with emotional neglect, abandonment, and deep disappointment. They struggle with self-confidence, self-image, and self-worth. These young people need someone to encourage them, someone to guide them, someone to care. They need an advocate. What better field to labor in and carry this heavy burden for these lost and forgotten young people, and help them to fulfill their purpose in life and find their destiny in Christ.
Successful adults. It is Haven of Hope's greatest desire to be an advocate for those that have no voice, and we have purpose to take a stand for orphans and help them in any way that we can to have the best life possible. We are determined to build them up mentally, physically, spiritually, and in every aspect of their lives. We provide healing from the past, encouragement for the present, guidance for the future, and spiritual guidance for eternity. We want to thank you for your faithful prayers and support in making the Missions Home possible. Your contribution will go towards the advancement of these young men's lives and cover costs such as rent, utilities, food, education, and other essential needs. We're so grateful that you came by the Missions Home today, and we hope that you will come again soon. May God's rich blessing be upon your life.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I trust that you've enjoyed the missionary videos. Praise God. God is doing great things. And if we will join together in prayer, God will do greater things. Praise God. I thank you very much for this opportunity to be here this evening and share the ministry work. Before I turn it back to Pastor, I had a wonderful opportunity last year to meet with the president's wife of Guyana. I had the opportunity to meet First Lady for about 15 minutes or so, and I got to share with her the ministry that we had begun in Guyana, what I had been doing for 5 years there in the country. She was very impressed. Praise the Lord. Young Ryan had produced a very nice ministry brochure for me. We had just finished it, and I printed it that very day that we went to that I went to see her, and was able to hand her that. She had offered assistance with various things concerning the young men. So I think it was a very wonderful open door. Praise God, and I'm trusting the Lord will allow us to be able to meet again and be able to continue to work together. She has a great initiative to help orphans in Guyana, so it'd be wonderful if we could work together and help orphans to have a better life. Praise the Lord. So thank you for this opportunity. May God bless you richly and help you in your faith to grow and increase day by day to draw closer to Him. Praise the Lord. Let's give a hand to the hand clap to the Lord and praise and honor.
Why don't we all stand? Let's sing that little chorus. Speak, my Lord. Speak, my Lord. Speak, and I will answer thee. I can never do anything like that for God. That's what you might think. God speaks to you.